Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 290 new confirmations yesterday, COVID confirmations, that is. Yesterday's Lagos number was 45, but Lagos was number two. Number one was the FCT with 127 cases. If you saw the picture of Sanwo-Olu and all the other big politicians in Lagos when they were flagging off a support group for Bola Ahmed Tinubu's 2023 campaign, you saw that all the big men in that picture were wearing their masks, right? And if there's one thing that Nigeria's big men and women do well, it's self-preservation. So learn from them and take your precautions. Limit your movement outside, wear a mask, give gap, wash and sanitize your hands as frequently as possible. Second hard fact of the day, phase two of the COVID vaccination drive is still ongoing. Go and get your first dose at the nearest primary healthcare center. But if you are on your second dose, go to the same primary healthcare center where you got the first and get the second. That way you can keep yourself safe. You can keep the people that you care about safe. Those big men I talked about, a lot of them are also vaccinated. I have a great show for you today, but it's a different show today. So we're not going to do Big Three Global Edition. Instead, we're going to talk first about patients' access to great healthcare. That's what we'll start with. Pfizer is organizing their annual Patient Access Week. In fact, it started on Monday. So they're having their annual Patient Access Week. I'll be talking to their country head about what is being done, what needs to be done to provide Nigerians with better access to healthcare. So that's what you're going to listen to first. But after that, let's talk money. Money. So I have loads of money to give away today. If you have never listened to Nigeria Info, if you have never called into Nigeria Info, today is the day that you should start. If you can answer my questions. Remember, it's still Nigeria Info's birthday month. You see why I say that 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, because if you're listening right now, you could walk away with 10,000 naira before the top of the hour. At 4 o'clock, Agogo will be back with Public Square, and then it's Music and Moments with Ifanyi and Sam. You know the drill by now, news updates every hour on the hour, but right now, let's get started with this conversation with Pfizer, talking about patients' access to great healthcare. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is a Nigeria Info special broadcast.
You're still listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Pfizer Patients in Focus program. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and I'm your host. Pfizer is bringing this program to you as part of their ongoing global Patients in Focus event. So for the next hour, we'll be talking about Patients in Focus and also about the concept of patient centricity, which is at the heart of the event and why it's so important. My first guest is the country manager and cluster lead West Africa for Pfizer, Ms. Olayinka Subaya. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Info.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
Let's start with what patients in focus is and why it is important.
But before we go into that, I'd like you to know that Pfizer, we're a biopharmaceutical global company, and our purpose as a business is to bring breakthroughs that will change patients' lives. We are in an healthcare industry, and the industry is also focusing on patients. And so the fact patients come at the center fit all makes it more important to us to now dedicate a time in our business to focus on that commitment that we have and celebrate our responsibility to helping people live healthier life around the world.
Okay. All right. So that's what Pfizer is about. Now talk to us about patients in focus. What is it? Why is it important?
So the patients in focus is an internal Pfizer global week long event. It's taking place from the 4th of October to the 8th of October. We're dedicating the whole week to really renew our commitment as a business in serving the patient. We want to take time out to recognize the influence patients have on every facet of what we do as a business. Mm. So while we are made up of many markets globally, we have different roles and functions through the organization.
Mm.
Irrespective of the role, irrespective of the function, irrespective of the location globally, we all have the same purpose at Pfizer, which is to bring breakthrough to the patient's life, as I earlier talked about.
Right.
So patients in focus give us a platform for sharing global stories, success stories among ourselves, best practices that empower and inspire all of us, and why highlighting the benefit of global resources as a global patient advocacy team. So the objective here is to bring to life why we're in business. You know, some of the scientists are working at the background, some are in sales, some are even at the back office. But whatever it is that we do, we bear it in mind that we're actually meeting the need of the patient out there. So we want to bring a sense of urgency within the organization so that people will be focused and ensure that they do everything they're supposed to do with efficiency and trust that when the product finally gets to the patient, it's going to deliver the purpose that we have in mind.
You know, when I was introducing, I talked about the concept of patient centricity. How does Patients in Focus help Pfizer become more patient-centric? First of all, what does it even mean to be patient-centric? And then let's talk about how Pfizer, Patients in Focus helps Pfizer become more patient-centric.
That is an obsession with us, and we want to put it in our DNA that we're upset with the well-being of our patients. So participating in the patient in focus, it allows us to highlight examples of successful patient engagement partnership to show how Pfizer as a global company has made difference in patient life. In some part of the world, our colleague will be bringing lives, patients that have benefited from product of Pfizer. Imagine someone that is in ill health without a hope of wellness, and when they have an encounter with a brand from Pfizer and they begin to give their testimony. So the objective here is for us as a company to spur inspiration and innovation by showcasing examples of new ways to include patients at every step of everything that we do. And so it is a perfect time for us as a company that we will now establish an internal platform that we call the patient-centric hub. And that hub is going to spin off from the patient in focus week, and is going to become a tool and resource center focusing on patients, and is tailored for colleagues within the organization to leverage on resources. There's going to be dedicated headcount manning that, and we can leverage on resources that we can use in other parts of the world.
Tell us about this new patient centricity hub. It really piqued my curiosity.
Yeah, why the patient in focus is going to be a once in a year annual event. The patient centricity hall will help us to carry the momentum of that week through the entire year.
Okay.
During patients in focus, the new platform is to be used to support everything our team is planning for the week and enhance the experience of connecting with other colleagues within the region.
Okay.
We are encouraging globally that there should be big patient advocacy group.
Okay.
And that put pressure on the healthcare system to get things right. What I mean by this is that for us to be sure that our medicine reach as many people as we hope it will get to, and we want to also use the opportunity to break the barrier so that we can achieve health equity. So when there is a patient group, they can begin to bring out the issues that are actually common to them, either affordability, either effectiveness of their drug. Then the knowledge in the disease area where experts will be brought to explain to them and give hope to them. Most people, when diagnosed for diseases, sometimes they need to develop that willingness to get well. And the understanding of the disease in detail will bring back to life. So our objective here is when we get resources from all over the world or activities we're doing, support we're doing for patient group all over the world, we bring everything to the patient-centric hub where colleagues can go and say, in Australia, this is what Pfizer is doing. I can adopt it to the culture of my environment to help the patient. So that we can leverage on the global resources that we have without redesigning. We can just copy. And so we want to let the colleague know the availability of that within the organization, and we will have a dedicated resources. You can imagine a patient group, for example, that wants to reach to Pfizer. There are several departments in Pfizer, several functions, but that one center point, we know where to get the resource and support they need for them, and will be the link between the Pfizer as an organization and the patient group that will come to us for support.
Now, in your experience helping, say, cancer patients, for instance, how do we translate patient centricity into concrete practices at all points in the healthcare value chain?
Now, I mean, one of the things that I've always said is the fact that when you talk about cancer treats or pick medicine, the power is in the hand of the patient to actually protect himself or herself from having that if you source your drug from the right source. And that is one thing that we need to enlighten the patient. And coincidentally, I'm a patient, you are a patient, we are potential patients. In one form or the other.
That's right.
But there is no one is talking to the patient on the proper way and where to get their medication. People get medication from anywhere they see medicine is sold. And people don't even know what to do, supposing you take a medication and you don't get the desirable effects that you expect from that medication.
Right.
Then what do you do? What is most patients just keep quiet and just go back to the doctor. That I'm not getting healing. And most of the illnesses as a result of the fake drug like you have rightly called out. So when we begin to talk to the patient group, now advise on the right sourcing of drug and what you need to ask for, what you need to do if you don't get the desirable effects. And that will give us a lot of database that the health authority can use to be able to trace the presence of fake drug within the environment. And then they will be able to take appropriate action when they find that.
Now, will this hub be open to patients, or is it just the medical professionals behind the scenes?
Now, the hub is going to be a Pfizer hub. And within the Pfizer West Africa environment, for example, we will have a dedicated resource that will be our link person to the patient group, because by the ethics of the business that we're doing, we're not allowed to have direct interaction with them. So we need to really guide it appropriately.
I see.
So the hub is a resource hub for the individual that will be lead person to the patient advocacy group to go in there to search for what is done all over the world and see what relates to the markets that we're working with. It's a resource that will benefit the patient, but they will not have a direct access to it.
Okay. All right. Well, this is all the time that we have. Lagos, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Pfizer Patients in Focus program. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your host, and Pfizer is bringing this program to you as part of their ongoing global Patients in Focus event. So for the past few minutes, you've been listening to the country manager and cluster lead West Africa for Pfizer, Mr. Olayinka Subai, talking to us about what exactly patient centricity, which really is at the heart of this event. And he's also told us why this is important. Mr. Subai, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Sandra. I really appreciate this.
All right. Lagos, we'll be right back.